Agenda item number 13, public hearing pertaining to licensing requirements for five pot recreational crab license.
I find it so amusing, I'm sorry.
Your favorite one, Commissioner Neal?
I just find it amusing.
So, try to make this quick. This is the terrapin excluder device in question. Doing a very good job not letting that terrapin get through. As you'll recall, the law that was passed at the General Assembly was to tinker with the cost of the five-pot recreational crabbing license. So now that if you have it outfitted with terrapin excluder devices, then your cost will stay at $36. If it's not outfitted, or if your auger pots are not outfitted with the TEDs, it will be $46. This is a picture of it actually on a crab pot, so the crabs can get in, but the terrapin is prevented from even getting into the neck of the crab pot itself. And some early research has suggested that it increases your yield of crabs because the real estate isn't being taken up by dying terrapins. So here is the actual changes to the regulation. Because that particular section of the code has the list of all costs of all licenses, here are the two sort of rows that are relevant. You can find that in the eval. Without the TEDs, it's up to $46, but if you have the bycatch reduction device in, then that cost will stay at $36. So staff recommends that the commission adopt the regulations to be consistent with the wording in the section of the Code of Virginia. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions or observations from the commission?
I can make them observations, but I'm not. I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Before we get that far, it's a public hearing. Well, is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter at all? Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Neal motions to accept staff recommendations, seconded by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? Mr. Friends.
Does this apply to recreational pewter pots too?
No.
Five-pot license. Only the five-pot license.
just the hard pots. Just the five-pot recreational license.
And it doesn't even do a requirement. It just changes the fee.
In the eyes of the General Assembly, this is a financial incentive to use turtle excluder devices. Any further discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.